Good morning.
Hi, this is Shalette. I'm calling from Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm good, Shalette. How are you?
Good.
I'm wondering, have you guys been putting ads on my account? Because I just got billed $196 for ads. I never authorized to add any ads.
Okay, so you don't have any ads through us. Your billing that comes from us is the $129 a month.
Correct. Now, I've got that.
And then we don't have any other billing for you. Now, if you're being billed for Google Ads, there's only two other ways that could happen typically. One is if you have another company doing this for you and they're billing, but if it specifically says Google Ads, if the bill is from Google,
yes,
then through your Google listing, it typically means that you somehow started an ad campaign through there and Google's billing.
And I never did.
Okay. So let me ask this. Have you ever, because they have your credit card, right?
Yes.
I mean, they're billing your credit card. So
somehow
Google got it, and we don't have that kind of relationship with Google. So the way that it normally happens to people, I've talked to people before that don't know how it happened, but they sometimes have accepted Google when they're in their Google listings. Google offers them a credit of free Google Ads of some dollar amount, changes all the time. And somehow through that, they get started by accepting that credit. Now, all I can say is this, whether you know you have the account or not, I can help you figure out how to look and find it and see if you have a direct account with Google, because it could also be some sort of scam out there, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's a scam because I keep getting calls from these guys that say they're Google and that I owe them $99 for the next 2 years and blah, blah, blah. I said, I'm sorry, I don't pay for anything through Google. Well, you have to pay or we'll stop your ads and we'll stop your maps. I said, what do you mean stop my maps? And then the guy's speaking and he's calling from Australia or something like that. And so I end up just hanging up the phone. And this has happened several times.
Right. And those are definitely scam calls.
I don't even go into my Google account to do anything but add pictures. That's all I ever do. I've never done anything else.
Okay. So two ways we can look at this. One way is I can help you find a place where we would log in and take a quick look to see if there's any account with you. And then two, go directly to your bank or credit card and just dispute this charge.
And that's what I did. I called them yesterday, and they said I can't dispute it until it goes through. So it just went through this morning. So I'm going to go over to the bank and stop the charge and find out why it's even happening in the first place. I wish I had time to go through it on your account. I can call. I've got a job I'm supposed to be at in about 20 minutes. So I can call you.
Can I call you later this day?
Yeah, this afternoon sometime would be great.
Okay. Do you want me to set a time or just let you go and call it in the afternoon?
How about, can I just call this number this afternoon, just ask for you?
You can ask for me. I may or may not be on calls, but you can ask for me. Otherwise, I see an appointment time for 3:30 this afternoon.
Okay, let's do that. 3:30, call me.
Talk to you then.
Perfect, Shalette. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.